Welcome to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders. You've done it all. You've walked the tightrope of success and accomplished so much in your career. Now what? How do you keep redefining your success and expanding your emotional well-being? Join us to hear talk on mindset, motivation, and your growth in handling the challenges you've experienced both in circumstances and with yourself as a leader. Welcome to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders with your host, Tracy Crossley.
Hello there, ladies. I am super happy to be back again with another episode of Earned Wisdom, the concept of being versus the next thing, or when things fall apart. That is episode, I think it's 42. As I said, I do not do the back end of this, so I have no idea. So I'll just throw a number out there. At this point, 42 sounds good. All right, how you doing? I am doing well. So let's get into the topic today. I was meditating the other day, as I do, to focus and to visualize and do the things that I love to do, and also connect with my spirit guides or whatever spirit team is there, because that's just the thing I do. And there's a bonus to it when, everybody can do this, by the way, because you start to feel a lot more grounded. And even if, let's say, the shit hits the fan, you still have this feeling of being you and of everything is actually okay. So I love visualization, if I can say the word. Let me try that again. I love visualization. Okay, that was better, right? I loved Arnold Schwarzenegger's miniseries, the documentary that was on Netflix. I was never really an Arnold fan, ever. And what struck me was his power of visualization. It was pretty strong. And he's a pretty much, I would say, a force of nature, because everything he visualized, he was like, yep, I'm going to have that. And he did. Absolutely. I will speak to the fact that probably needs to do some emotional work because that is clearly missing from his equation, because he was so traumatized from his childhood. And therefore, I don't think, and I believe he says that in the documentary, that he never really dealt with his emotional well-being. But man, oh man, the way the guy visualizes, kudos to him. So visualization equals being to me. The word being, that's what visualization, it's like they go hand in hand. So instead of relying on the next thing, this is a big thing, by the way, that I'm going to explain right now. Instead of relying on the next thing, meaning, let's say in business, if you put something out there, a product or a service, okay? It's the next thing. It's the next thing that's going to be the tipping point. That's what's going to finally escalate my brand, my business to the heights that I've always dreamed of. A lot of us get stuck in that. Or we already have achieved a certain level of, let's say, success with a product or service, and we want to keep that momentum going. So what happens is you're constantly doing this next thing, next thing, next thing to yourself, to your life, and to your business. And this can even be in your personal life too. This can be anywhere in your life where you're not valuing what you've already done because you're on to the next thing to maintain a certain, let's say, image, okay, or brand, or whatever it happens to be, again, that's of importance to you. So I know me, I was always rushing to get things done, always thinking, this is it. Oh my God, this is the next big thing. This is going to do it. This is going to do it, right? And it's kind of that crazy thinking. It reminds me of my dad buying oil wells, okay? Which we don't need to get into. So anyways, but on the backside of that, the idea of keeping the momentum going on something that appears to be doing well can burn you out. And is it really what you want? I mean, here's the thing. So many of us, we develop an image because, hey, that's what we feel we need to do. And we become afraid of losing that image. It can even keep you up at night. And it's the image of success or the image of a somebody who's doing well. You're the perfect parent. You're the perfect boss. You're the perfect entrepreneur. You're the perfect friend. You're the perfect whatever. There's no such thing. But when it comes to just being and then visualizing and then taking inspired action, how about living that way? Is that even possible? Well, friends, that's what I am doing. And let me tell you, I feel it is possible. And you are talking to somebody who had a AAA personality most of my life, where I was doing and overdoing and ridiculously doing to the degree where people would make comments like, what the actual fuck? So anyways, where is the value in what you have done, though? That's what I keep coming back to here in this little, this is my prologue to the introduction. But I realize for me that I really didn't have value in anything I did. I didn't value the book I wrote. I didn't value the work I did that I gave to others that changed their lives. And I don't mean not valued at all. Okay. I don't want to say, oh, I didn't value it and it was just worthless. That's not what I'm saying. It was more about the value of what it was, only as seen as I have to keep going with it. I have to maintain that value. I have to maintain that image. I have to keep that momentum high. It's the next thing that's going to matter more. And then finally, I'll be skating, you know, no big deal. Everything is at a certain level. And I just have to tweak it once in a while. And everything is just amazing. That's what I kept aiming for. Except I aimed for it for so long, I came to realize there was no such thing in the way I was doing it. So I would say it's all about being, visualizing, and taking inspired action. But in hindsight, I'd say that's not altogether true. And of course, most of us, we don't know what the hell we're doing, because again, I'm going to get into why. So let me get into the introduction. Here's the thing, ladies, we are often navigating our lives based on what we have been told is appropriate. We do the right thing, or at least give our all trying. Oh my gosh, yes, you do. Women really do give their all. I've watched so many women personally and professionally give their all. We live in a patriarchal society. It's been drilled in our heads, which I'm not here to argue about it at all. I'm just stating it because the way females are in society is a trajectory of falling in line or being told we need to get back in line. Yeah, I believe it's caused many of us to question where we derive our value. Oh, Alice, that's such a nice, clean home. Oh, Shelley, you're such a good mom. Oh, Janet, you sure work a lot. Who takes care of the kids, feeding everyone, shuttling everyone to their lessons if you're at work? You really should consider the neglect and whatever, okay? Like, I can keep giving examples of exemplary women, right? And then the women scientists, because they're an anomaly. Oh my God, she did an amazing thing, right? Like, areas where women haven't, let's say, necessarily ventured in droves to. And so it's, oh my gosh, this one woman, she did amazing things. But there's a lot of women doing amazing things, a lot. So when I got divorced, my kids were young and I lived in an affluent area where I was held to a different standard than the married ladies. And I'm not saying this like, oh, I'm a big victim or anything. This is just an observation that I have looking back on when my kids were young and how my thinking was. So I would find things were always said about me behind my back. And at the time, it didn't deter me. You know, I was told all sorts of crap. I mean, it was ridiculous. And none of these people really knew me. And at the time, I was probably, I mean, even though I was very bold, I was also a victim in a lot of ways. So I took some of it personally, but I didn't try to make it better. I just basically cut those people out, because if you look at insecure attachment styles, I was way more avoidant than I was anything. So it was just to drown the voices out. Anyways, I'm using this point to illustrate that no matter how you choose or what you choose to do, it matters what you find value in, because it needs to be important to the one person being you. See, when something's really important to you, all the voices behind your back or in front of you, even, right, saying things, you need to be able to stick to, well, what's important to me? What matters to me? And most of the time, we don't do that. Instead, we keep providing, I want to say, it's almost like a false value, even though it's not, when we're driving, when we're saying it's the next thing, it's the next thing. Let me keep that momentum going. Let me keep investing in the next thing rather than in everything I've done. Everything I've done is pretty damn good. I have survived on this planet not knowing what the hell I'm doing here. I mean, in a sense, that's what it is, right? We're given certain jobs here, you know, get pregnant, have kids, get married, have a job, do the things for everybody, and you have lived what society says is an amazing life. But the thing is, what that means is we often only value what someone else values, including ourselves. So we often need the accolades to keep coming. And it's not because we're narcissistic. It's because we've been told that now we are doing things correctly and we're on the right path, not necessarily our path, but whatever someone else believes is right, meaning society believes is right. And that's where we get stuck in this, where's the value? You know, like, where's the burger? Where's the value? Is the value inside of us? What? Right? Oh, no, the value is only in my output and what everybody else thinks. I mean, ask most people, that is how they live. So it can leave you feeling out of control when you're so used to doing what's right, even when it doesn't suit you. And you're so used to your value being a thing, you have to constantly come up with the newest and bestest, because no one will remember the good you did yesterday, but they might remember the bad. Oh my gosh, right? So whatever that means, the mistakes, the losses, the oops, the disappointing someone or something, you may then find yourself never just being, but always doing, always moving forward toward the thing that keeps momentum or gives you the bang you were looking for. Whether it is in business, as a service or a product, or in your personal life with friends or family or your parents or strangers. Yeah, it's all across the board. The word value is a 5-letter word. And the meaning of it is something that I believe it's a great journey to go on to see what actually is of value to you. That doesn't mean everything you create in output, but in the creating itself, which is more from the internal rather than the external as far as value goes. I value how I spend my time. I value me as a person who breathes, and therefore that's good enough. We can say that, but do we feel it? So is this a problem? Well, the problem is you have this life, and if you're constantly working toward being judged as the best or doing it right or only having value in your output, you are stuck on that never-ending treadmill. Everybody has an image to protect. How does it serve you? Does it give you well-being, happiness, the life you imagined, and feeling good inside? Often the cost for the image that you've created from what others told you is good is not necessarily who you truly are. It is what you basically put out as an image. That's where imposter syndrome kind of comes in, right? Because you've created sort of this perspective, this facade, and a lot of times it can feel daunting to have people get close to you and actually get to know you. Yeah, it can be very difficult. Well, I want you only to see this persona, especially for women in business, because I feel like women in business, unless we come off like men, and then if we come off like men, of course, there's all sorts of problems with that. But it's just the point of, you know, oftentimes we worry so much about how we are being perceived as though we have any freaking control, and we don't. So, what is the wake-up statement? True value is in being you. It's a journey worth all of the riches in this world of contrast. So a little bit more about me, which is I see myself as an observer of human behavior, including my own. I've been doing this work for almost 16 years. Basically, someone starts talking, I can basically peg what is happening inside of them. So the first half of my career, I kicked doors down, believing my value was always on the other side of those doors. What did I accomplish by kicking those doors down? That was really it. And then the next half was devoted to getting to know myself, even though I resisted a lot of it on the journey because I was very, 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 very masculine in everything I did. And I still am on a certain level, absolutely. But to the degree that I was chasing after something that was an ideal, it wasn't society's ideal, but it was society's ideal. In other words, it wasn't necessarily the ideal for a woman. It was more the ideal for a man. And yet I never, ever felt good I just knew how to do it. So I hope that makes sense. Like the value of what I was doing was in what I would get in return for kicking the door down, for doing the impossible, for doing what other people couldn't do. That was my thing. And I never, ever rested on my laurels. And a lot of times I didn't realize how much it was going to cost me in terms of people liking me. Yeah. You know, you read those articles about women like that. And yep. That was absolutely something that I definitely struggled with. So anyway, it's just, you know, again, we're not taught this stuff when we're young. I mean, some of us might be, but most of us are not. And I am absolutely one of those people. So anywho, payoff is, you know, to really looking at yourself from a place of value and looking at myself from a place of value is I give less of a caca about norms than I ever did if they do not coincide with what I would naturally do. So what I mean by that is, what do you naturally do, especially as an entrepreneur? Oh my God, I need to be out there hustling. I need to be out there doing all these things. And all I can tell you is it's become a huge turnoff to hustle. I don't want to hustle. Not that I want to lay on the couch either. I want to spend my time creating. I want to spend my time with people, helping them to get to that payoff that they are looking for deep down inside, which usually is a form of self-actualization, which will lead you to your greatest successes, okay? That is a turn on to me. I am not turned on by doing a shit ton of marketing, by trying to, I don't want to say force people, you can't force people, but by basically trying to shove something down people's throats where it's like, hey, you really need this. If you don't have this, then your life is not going to be complete. That doesn't turn me on. I see it all over the place. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just a big part of the industry that I've come from. So, you know, the other payoff is that I know deep inside taking action or actions for action's sake is not always the best move. In other words, kicking down the doors just to kick them down and try to get the sale or try to get the meeting is not necessarily always the best move. And it's the way to finding out the direction, though, can come from that action. In other words, even if you take action for action's sake, you can look at it like, okay, is this the direction I want to continue to go? But if you can hold back from taking action for action's sake, you can depend on your inner wisdom, your intuition, to tell you the next steps in a much easier fashion. So all is not lost if you're busy out there just taking action to take action, but you can find the value in, does this feel good to even continue to do? So I've spent years as a side business helping business owners and leaders and public figures to steer in the direction of their innate talents toward well-being and their greatest successes. I love being able to provide intuitive insight to them about major decisions, strategies, and people that are in question when they're leading a multi-million dollar business or they're trying to negotiate, let's say, a film, or they are trying to decide if they want to purchase or merge or whatever another company. So there's so many ins and outs and so many stories I can provide. So I love helping people to release the obstacles that keep them from emotional freedom and basically the ultimate success they are here to experience, because that is what the heck it is. We're all here to help each other, not help each other where we drain ourselves to get value, but it's the doing. Right? The doing. Am I valuing what I'm doing right now in this moment? Not tomorrow, next week, now. And when I look back, will I still find value in it? That is so key. So what's the solution? Well, if you can relate to what I'm saying, it's what is going to make you matter to you without the results or without the achievements or going along to get along. Yeah, that's a big question, by the way. You might want to sit with that. You matter to you in a way that you have 24/7 confidence. That is a huge change. That's what I'm talking about. Like having that confidence regardless of what you accomplish is major, because it's not based on that. It's based on just being. It's being and the ability to not always feel the next thing, got to do the next thing, got to be in that momentum, or it's the thing you haven't said, or it's the thing you haven't done. And then you're like, oh, I got to get on that. I better do that. I better always be working. I better always be busy. I always got to be productive. Otherwise, everything's going to freaking fall apart. That's how a lot of us live. So getting to being is important. It's where your most creative, non-fear-based thinking and visualizing exist. And what do you really want for you, not based on others validating you? Huge, 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 huge. Because so many of us, that's how we're set up. All you got to do is go to LinkedIn and check it out. So, first step, what do you anxiously try to control? Where do you have a tight grip on how you appear? And what do you fear stopping doing? Even though you might feel empty inside doing it, or you might feel a sense of intensity or anxiety, those are signs that you could probably stop what you're doing and you're not necessarily going to lose, but you're going to be able to, let's say, sit with yourself and start going, who am I? And what is it I actually want? Because what gives me a sense of value besides trying to get value from other people? It's a baby step. So you want to look at what baby step can I take to stop? I don't ask people to take major steps where it just wipes them out and they have a panic attack and go, oh my God, what am I doing? That's not going to help you. That's not going to be a good thing, because then you have now a story to get stuck on. So once you can stop and you can be with your feelings, and I'm talking about physical sensations, okay? Not the stories in your head. A lot of times, just to clarify with what I say when you should be with your feelings, okay? Because I say should be with your feelings if you're wanting to change your life. It's almost like if you don't, then you skip that step. It doesn't really happen. You never really get to feel it. So anyways, reactions to your stories in your head are not real feelings. So if you're ruminating on, let's say, some fearful story that's going to happen if you stop your momentum, okay, and you have feelings about it, those are reactions to what you're telling yourself. Those aren't real feelings, okay? So get to know the difference. Get in your body and really shift away from the stories. Like if I shift my focus from my head talking to my body, I get to sit in my body and I've now shifted away from those stories and I'm feeling those physical sensations, okay? And then I just can sit with that. There's so many other things I can ask you to do once you start feeling your feelings, but I don't want to complicate it. I have metaphysical business advice sessions and metaphysical breakthrough sessions. They're very similar. One is more business focused and the other is more personal. In the business one, there is a personal aspect to it. So because usually one does go up against the other or is connected to the other. Sometimes though with the personal, like the breakthrough, does not necessarily include business because it just doesn't have to. Anyway, so either of those interest you, you can email tracy@intuitivereinvention.com. I believe that these sessions are miraculous and can help you with getting to what is the value I have and what is the resistance I have to getting there, and what am I afraid of, which means what am I afraid of losing, what am I afraid others are going to say, do, so on and so forth. Because I'm not saying, hey, quit everything and go take a sabbatical. I'm saying you can take little baby steps, and sometimes we need some help doing that. As far as what are those, what does that look like, how does that feel, what do I see for you in the future, that kind of a thing. That is helpful. Okay, so again, my email is tracy@intuitivereinvention.com. The wake-up statement one more time is, true value is in being you. It's a journey worth all of the riches in this world of contrast. You have a right to empowerment. You have a right to feel empowered just from breathing. You have a right to carve your own path no matter what anyone else thinks or says. You have the opportunity to live into what you thought was impossible, all in just being, seeing, and taking inspiration to the next level. Thank you so much for joining me, and you can find me at tracycrossley.com. The business site is business.tracycrossley.com and the regular homepage for the personal, and you can still get to the business from there, is tracycrossley.com. Take care.
Thank you for joining today. For more information on Tracy and her programs and to set up a discovery session, email business@tracycrossley.com. That's business@tracycrossley.com. tracycrossley.com and go to tracycrossley.com to get your free download entitled Stop Your Inner Dictator. Thank you for tuning in to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders.